91X News.
It's 22 degrees and sunny. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. A 28-year-old Belleville woman was arrested on two outstanding warrants around 1 o'clock this morning. But Belleville police saw the woman walking on Front Street. She was previously charged with theft under $5,000 and failing to appear in court. She has a court date set for today. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is looking to the federal government for help with the city's guns and gangs problem after getting some assistance from the Ontario government. Keith Leslie has more.
Premier Dalton McGuinty emerged from his meeting with Mayor Ford to announce $12.5 million a year in permanent funding for anti-violence strategies, including $5 million a year for Toronto. Ford says he'll make a similar request for stable federal funding when he meets Prime Minister Stephen Harper in Toronto today. But McGuinty says the City of Toronto also has to find some money to help out.
It seems to me that the mayor of the City of Toronto should also, in fairness, dig a little bit deeper.
The province will also provide funding to help police forces in the Greater Toronto Area and the OPP coordinate their anti-gang strategies. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
The British Columbia government has outlined several conditions needed for it to support the construction of the Enbridge pipeline. The requirements include a fairer share of the economic benefits of the project, as well as more collaboration with Ottawa to deal with any potential oil spills. But BC NDP leader Adrian Dix says the government's conditions do not go far enough to prevent a catastrophe.
The government's saying, as long as we can clean up a massive spill after the fact, that's okay with us. Well, it's not okay, I don't think, with British Columbians, and it's not okay with me.
An environmental assessment of the Enbridge pipeline project is underway, but Dick says his party remains fully opposed of it, regardless of the outcome. When James Holmes, the suspect in the movie theater shootings, appeared in court yesterday, he appeared wild-eyed and led some to wonder if he has mental problems. But John Nicoletti, the psychologist for the Aurora, Colorado police, told ABC's David Wright that the evidence so far does not point to a sudden break with reality.
Do you think he meant to die?
He didn't act like he meant to die.
How so?
Well, he has enough protective gear, and then he surrenders right away. I mean, if you look at a lot of the workplace shootings like the ones we had here with Columbine and Platte Canyon and some of the others, a person kills themselves if they can't get out.
Prosecutor Carol Chambers has said her office is considering pursuing the death penalty against Holmes. An ex-Mountie convicted of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old boy and distributing child pornography has been found dead in a prison at BC's Fraser Valley. 54-year-old Warren Allen was found unresponsive in his cell on Friday. He'd been serving a 3-year sentence since January. Prison officials have not released a cause of death, but Allen was HIV positive. When he was a Mountie 30 years ago, Allen was targeted by Toronto police on a tip from the FBI. The trial heard that Allen had sent 6,700 images of child porn to an undercover cop, and another 840,000 images were seized upon his arrest in Vancouver. Jury selection got underway yesterday in Illinois for Drew Peterson's murder trial. The former suburban Chicago police officer is accused of killing his third wife, Kathleen Savio, who was found dead in a dry bathtub 8 years ago. Her death was reinvestigated after Peterson's fourth wife disappeared. Joel Brodsky is one of Peterson's attorneys.
Obviously, he's nervous. Who wouldn't be in a situation like this? It's probably the most important event in his lifetime. But, he's still strong. He's confident. He knows that he didn't do anything wrong.
The jurors are likely to hear statements that the wives allegedly made to friends and relatives about threats that Peterson made. The NCAA has done everything shy of closing down the Penn State football program, levying harsh sanctions against the Jerry Sandusky child sex scandal. Sagar Magani has the details.
Fines of $60 million, 4 years of fewer scholarships and no bowl games. Current and incoming players now free to transfer. Joe Paterno's last 111 wins wiped out of the record books, knocking him from the NCAA's top spot.
The sanctions needed to reflect our goals of driving cultural change.
NCAA President Mark Emmert says football should never again be more important than protecting kids. On the Penn State campus, students like Nicole Lord say the punishment was too severe.
It's just they keep breaking our hearts and breaking our hearts and breaking our hearts.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
Thailand has confirmed its first fatality this year from a virus that has killed hundreds of children across Asia. A 2-year-old girl who died at a Bangkok hospital last week had a form of hand, foot, and mouth disease known as enterovirus 71 strain, or EV71. The disease is common among children ages 2 to 5 and is usually mild, but the severe form of the illness caused more than 400 deaths in the first half of this year in China, Vietnam, and Cambodia. A disease control department senior advisor said that laboratory tests showed that the Thai girl was more vulnerable because she also had asthma. The public health ministry said about 16,000 children in Thailand contracted the disease this year. U.S. President Barack Obama's national security advisor Thomas Donilon has met Chinese President Hu Jintao to discuss security in the Middle East and Asia. Donilon says the Obama administration wants to work with China on global issues.
We're working to build a relationship and a set of cooperations on many of the issues facing the region and the globe.
No details of their meeting today were immediately released, but the two are also expected to discuss bilateral relations, non-proliferation, and global economic issues. Egypt's state news agency says the country's new president has designated a new prime minister and asked him to form a new cabinet. MENA reported on Tuesday that President Mohamed Morsi tasked Hesham Kandil, the Minister of Water Resources and Irrigation in the outgoing government, with putting together a new cabinet to replace the current military-appointed one. Morsi has promised to pick someone from outside his Muslim Brotherhood group to lead a unity government. That's 91X News to 8:06. Sports and weather are next.
Ah, there's no better way to get around town than with Belleville Transit. With 9 routes running 7 days a week, I know I can always get where I need to go. It's super economical, so I have more money to spend when I go shopping. Oh, and the environmental benefits are good too. Plus, it's air conditioned, so who could ask for more? When I've got somewhere to go, I always know I can get there with Belleville Transit. This is my stop.
Belleville Transit, wherever life takes you.
91X Sports now. Lots of hockey news. The Columbus Blue Jackets have shipped captain Rick Nash to the New York Rangers. In return, Columbus receives centers Brandon Dubinsky and Artem Anisimov, defenseman Tim Erickson, and a 2013 draft pick. Nash says he's excited to join a team and is looking to contend for the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I think they already are one of the top teams in the league, and the players that they have there is pretty impressive, right from the goaltending to the defense, right up. And I'm happy to be part of the organization and part of the whole city.
Nash will have to get used to the spotlight. The Brampton, Ontario native enjoyed his privacy in small market Columbus, but he'll get a lot more attention in the Big Apple. The Edmonton Oilers signed first overall pick Nail Yakupov to a 3-year deal. The Montreal Canadiens have secured third overall pick Alex Galchenyuk for the same length of time. And forward Sergei Kostitsyn has a new 2-year deal with the Nashville Predators worth $6 million U.S. Kostitsyn had 43 points last year. Winnipeg defenseman Dustin Byfuglien has been convicted of careless boating. He will be fined $1,000 and receive a 30-day sentence, 28 of which will be suspended. Byfuglien was charged last August for driving under the influence of alcohol. The NHL and the NHL Players Association will resume negotiations this morning in hopes of establishing a new collective bargaining agreement before the current one expires in September of this year. But Executive Director Donald Fair says the NHLPA is not yet prepared to make a counteroffer to the owner's initial proposal. Fair says it will happen when they're ready. There are several Canadian athletes who are good bets to reach the podium in London this year at the Olympics. Greg Strong has more.
Some of the names that jump out are shot putter Dylan Armstrong, kayaker Adam Van Cuverden, cyclist Ryder Hegedal, and show jumper Eric Lamaz. And medals or not, there are several interesting athletes on the Canadian team who will be fun to follow in London. Take Clara Hughes, for example, a veteran speed skater who will compete at her first Summer Olympics since 2000 in Sydney.
I feel completely inspired by the possibilities and this opportunity.
In equestrian, there's the ageless Ian Miller. In tennis, there's rising star Milos Raonic. And for women's boxing's official Olympic debut, Canada will have Mary Spencer in the ring. Greg Strong, The Canadian Press.
The Blue Jays got some rest last night, but they're set to host the Oakland Athletics for 3 games coming up. In other action last night, Baltimore lost 9-1 in Texas. Boston lost 9-1 in Texas. Baltimore fell 3-1 to Cleveland. The Nationals scored 6 runs in the 10th inning to win 8-2 over the Mets. And the Phillies mounted a 9th inning comeback to beat the Brewers 7-6. Looking at the forecast now for today, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 25 degrees, feeling a little warmer with humidity. Cloudy overnight, though, with a low of 15. For tomorrow, sunny, increasing clouds in the afternoon and a high of 25. Some showers expected to fall on Thursday with a low of 20 and a high of 26. And for Friday, cloudy with a chance of showers again and a high of 26 degrees. At 8:10, it's 22 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is next at 8:30.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the Indy 5 at 5, Friday afternoons on 91X.